بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده سبحانه وتعالى ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله عز وجل به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل ربه حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، الحمد لله. Brothers in Islam, first of all, of course, we'd like to يعني ما شاء الله. I don't know what to say, but when I first entered this place and as I was walking in, I told the Sheikh Abu Adnan that mashallah, the sight of the brothers in the masjid and the vibe, the feeling that I'm getting about this place, wallahi, is amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your efforts to buy this place, to make it a permanent, inshallah, yani, place of knowledge and deen and da'wah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use this place to change يعني this suburb and change all of Sydney and Australia, inshallah, يعني to the better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني accept your efforts and يعني inshallah from this place graduates of father of Quran and scholars of deen and dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, my brothers, the topic is very relevant. The issue of brotherhood is a very, very important place to start. And I know Sheikh Abu Adnan always likes to give me the raps sort of at the beginning. I'm sure, like, you know, and I know Mashaykh are diplomatic. But the truth is, I'm not يعني, saying this sort of, those who know me know I'm a bit arrogant. I'm actually not humble at all. يعني, but I'm letting you know that يعني, Sheikh Abu Adnan is in the rank of my Mashaykh. But he always likes to, you know, humble myself. When I got stuck in Masail, he's the man to ask. So, يعني, he's always, mashallah, يعني, caring for all of us and encouraging this brotherhood. Alhamdulillah, we have a lot of يعني, cooperation and unity on many matters of deen. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him and use him also, inshallah, for his deen. The topic of brotherhood, my brothers, is يعني, very, very, very crucial. Very important. If we talk about brotherhood for the next 2 months, to establish an understanding of how Muslims should deal with one another, يعني, it will be a beautiful idea. Because, as they say, when you build a building, if the foundations are weak, if the roots are weak, what will end up happening all the time? The building will collapse. This is why foundations are the most important thing. And the foundations of a da'wah, the foundations of a place, a masjid, a community, are the brothers in it. That bond between them, you know? And this bond, my brothers, is not easy. It's something that needs a lot of work, you know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, describing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers around him. قَالَ وَأَلَّفَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one. He is the one that united the hearts. He is the one that brought the hearts together and made that bond, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ If you, Ya Rasulullah, even spent all the money on earth trying to bring these hearts together, you would be unable to. But Allah is the one, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that brings the hearts together. And these hearts, when they come together, brothers, when Muslims bond, when there's true brotherhood, you become unbeatable. In unity and love and brotherhood, there's extreme strength. And in division and yani heart problems, you know, haqad, hasad, ghil, animosity, all the weakness, regardless of the efforts that are being you know, given, and the sacrifice is given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا. Obey Allah and His Prophet, and do not fight with Him. ولا تنازعوا. Allah promises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises. If you fight within, ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا. You will fail. وتذهب ريحكم. And all your efforts will go in vain. And all the sacrifices, and all the da'wah, and all the givings will all go to waste. Because you are not one unit anymore. This is why we say, my brothers, it is very important for every Muslim to start with himself. You know, my brothers, we have a problem. The matter of brotherhood is common knowledge. Really, all of us know our brotherhood. But our problem is what? Our problem is everyone expects brotherhood for everyone other than himself. Who starts brotherhood? This guy starts brotherhood. My mate, my friend, my sheikh, you know, my kawi, my uncle. We want everyone around us to start. And we follow. Like the sheikh said, you know, we want to deal with people as they deal with us. We want to reward them for their actions with us. So if a brother is nice to me, I'm nice to him. He is just with me, I'm just with him. He is fair with me, I'm fair with him. He smiles in my face, I smile in his face. He gives me salam, I give him salam. If this is not the case, retaliation. This means you did not understand. Brotherhood is something you start. This is why Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the amazing hadith, and please open your hearts to the words of our teacher sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَالَ ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Three things, if they exist in a believer's heart, he will taste the sweetness of iman. Number one, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. That Allah and His Prophet become more beloved to his heart than everything else in the world. You do not put anyone, no father, no mother, no wife, no children, no money, no business, no deal, nothing comes before Allah and His Prophet. أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَاهُمَا. And number two, وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْءِ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And when he loves someone, he only loves for the sake of Allah, and understood from the words of Rasulullah, and also, and he hates for the sake of Allah. So we love for the sake of Allah, and we hate for the sake of Allah. What does it mean, Abdullah? We say, brother, we are, أنا عبد الله, I'm the slave of Allah. I'm Abdullah al-Faqir. When we talk humble. Brother, I'm miskeen, I'm Abdullah al-Faqir. Are you truly Abdullah? Allah praised Prophet. He praised Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi. It's praise. Not that anyone can claim he's Abdullah and that it's given. La la la, habibi. You have to reach the rank of ubudiyyah. To be a abd of Allah means what? What does a abd mean? We have no slavery in our time. But in their time, there was slavery. The abd, he does not even own himself. If he works and makes money, who does the money go to? To his master. He does not even own any property. He himself is a property. He's a abid, he's a slave. You know? A abid does not have the option of loving and hating. He loves the ones the master loves. And he hates the one the master hates. That's it. He's a abid, he's a slave. He does not have choices in these matters. So when he loves for the sake of Allah. When he hates for the sake of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always tests us. You will find that in every mosque, in every environment, in every circle, there's brothers that you love, and there's brothers that get under your skin. They're always there. In every environment, in every gathering, in every movement, you always find what? Wallah, brother, he enters like this, his sahna, his face, his smile, the way he talks, for some weird reason, the chemistry is not working. He just gets under my skin. If anyone else does what he's doing, I won't get upset. But if he does it, jinnah ala tul. He gets upset straight away. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always sends these people your way. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to love funny people. You know, there's always in the group, the funny bloke. The funny bloke, Allah is a champion. Wallah, I love him, man. This guy is a ka'ka. Wallah, he's a, you know, this guy is very, very nice. He's, everyone loves him. Allah does not want you to love this man. Because you love this man, and someone who has no deen also loves this man. That's not love for the sake of Allah. You know? There's the guy that you, you know, your best buddies from before. Wallah, before deen, we were gangsters. You know? We came to deen, we're also gangsters. That's my gang. That's my da'ah. But these guys from my village. What does that mean, yani? That's Ibn Ammi. We're cousins. My cousins? See, khalas, we're not for that. That's not for the sake of Allah. One of these guys Lebanese. I'm Lebanese, he's Lebanese. I'm Egyptian, he's Egyptian. It's not for the sake of Allah. This is called asabiyya. This is jahiliyya. Love for the sake of Allah means, no. Regardless of his background, of his color, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him. Allah selected him to be with me in the masjid, to stand beside me in salat. Who am I to say to Allah, no, I don't want him? No, this guy gets under my skin. La, habibi. That's not love for the sake of Allah. Love for the sake of Allah manifests itself when you love someone. If it wasn't for deen, you won't give him salam. There's a brother always in the masjid, you know, every one of us, like there's certain people in my life, wallahi, if it wasn't for deen, I always look at them and say, subhanallah, wallahi, if it wasn't for deen, I would kill this guy. Not saying he's a bad person, he just gets under your skin, he frustrates you, you know. But because of deen, hugs and mahabba and salam, you know. Why? I mean, the guy says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah selected him. Allah chose him. Who are you to reject him? Who are you to say, no, ya Allah, I don't want him? That's true love for the sake of Allah. When Muslims do this, my brothers, when they overcome the natural desires and the natural people they love, and they start loving for the sake of Allah, for the sake of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts true love and mahabba in their hearts. You find the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, my brothers. They were from different sub-tribes, that's of Quraysh. There's Muhajirin and Ansar. And if we think we have asabiyya, if you think, you know, Allah, my cousins and my da'a and my this and that, you have no idea how it was in Rasulullah's time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were very, very, very close to an era of ignorance, extreme ignorance, where village and lineage meant everything to them, you know? But they overcome this, subhanAllah, an amazing story. You know, one of the companions, he comes, subhanAllah, after the Battle of Badr. After the Battle of Badr, a person from the non-Muslims, from the enemies of deen, gets captured. You know? So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives this captured muhajir, captured Quraishi from Mecca. He gives him, he hands him over to one of the Ansar. One of the people of Medina, to basically keep him, look after him, and make sure he doesn't escape. So his own brother from the Muslims, Mus'ab ibn Ubayr radiallahu anhu, if I remember correctly, and his brother. The brother is not Muslim at the time, and Mus'ab is a Muslim. So Mus'ab ibn Ubayr radiallahu anhu, he sees the Ansari, the stranger from the people of Medina, grabbing his brother to his house, to his own house. So Mus'ab radiallahu anhu says, make sure you hold him strong and make sure he doesn't escape. So his brother, the non-Muslim, says to Mus'ab, when I saw you approaching, I thought you would grab the guy and say, this guy's my brother, Allah, look after him. Allah, please, take it easy on him, give him da'wah, anything. You're my brother. So Mus'ab radiallahu anhu said, Innahu akhi dunak. This Ansari is my brother. You're not my brother. Why? Because Sahaba radiallahu anhu wanted to show Allah that we love and hate only for your sake. They say Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu in the Battle of Badr killed his own father. Imagine you're at war and Abu Ubaidah is fighting You know, with the Muslims, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, his own father is with the non-Muslims of the Kuffar. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu kills his own father. Think of deen. It is said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, one of his sons was in the Battle of Badr with the mushrikeen, with the non-believers. So, but later accepted Islam. When he accepted Islam later, seeing him and his father, you know, like remembering the past, both Muslim now. The son says to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, says, Dad, you know what? I actually saw you in the Battle of Badr. When we were in the Battle of Badr, I saw you, I laid my eyes on you. But then I said, what? This is my old man, I'm not going to kill my old man. So I moved away and I fought to someone else. Abu Bakr said, Wallahi, had I laid my eyes on you, I would have ran for you. Why? Because the Sahaba's hearts, radiallahu anhum, were clean. True love and hate for the sake of Allah, and our hearts are still sick. We love those who benefit us. We love those, even sometimes, unfortunately. If you look how sometimes brothers deal with each other in the same masjid. Sometimes, wallahi, brothers, both la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Wallahi, sometimes even on the same manhaj, same path, same fikr. You know? But they hate one another. And then enemy of deen comes. A person who, you know, who has no knowledge, has no ilm, is falling in kaba'ir or major sin, who has no deen in his life, is not even an unbeliever. We give them the best of treatment. And we think this is da'wah. Habibi, the first da'wah you give is to those who are around you. The first da'wah you give, the best manners you give are to those who are around you. This is why we say, brothers, the test at the end of the day is a test for our hearts. We have to work on these hearts to love for Allah's sake and hate for Allah's sake. And let me please clarify maybe one or two points that confuse a lot of brothers. In our time, my brothers, a lot of people speak about unity. Brotherhood, unity, a lot of mosques, a lot of mashayikh. It's a very, very common and nice, juicy topic, you know? A very, 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 one of these fluffy topics. Unity, everyone loves, you gotta criticize. But some people have a misconception of unity. Some people think unity means us becoming identical. Unity means what? Unity means we're all identical. To unite, we have to think the same, pray the same, agree on everything, all matters of fiqh, all matters of aqeedah, everything we have to agree upon. This is when I can unite with the brother. This is unity. Other than this, there's no unity, there's no mahabba, and there's no love. We call it the manhaj. What's the manhaj called? It's called the my way or the highway. Whoever thinks like me, I love for the sake of Allah. If you do not think like me, I hate you for the sake of Allah. This is the sickness present in our time. But if you look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you'll find an amazing phenomenon. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, although they had the same language, same teacher, most of the time they had the same lineage, same family, same history, same everything, radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, taught by the same man, and he is alive, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst them. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum differed in opinion. They differed. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Abu Bakr and Umar, what should we do with the prisoners of war after the Battle of Badr? Abu Bakr had an opinion, and Umar had an opinion. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them whether should we stay in the Battle of Uhud, whether should we go and meet the Kuffar or stay and barricade in Medina, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum different. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to barricade and they wanted to leave and go out. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they differed their opinion. After death of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the wahi had stopped, revelation had stopped, khalas, no more Jibreel coming and telling us right from wrong, Sahaba radiallahu anhum had to make ijtihad. They had to look into Quran, Sunnah, you know, all the Adilla, Aqisa, and start making analogy and coming to reach an opinion. Things that Muhammad did not mention. And they differed in opinion from Abu Bakr's time, radiallahu anhu. They differed in the mirath of the Jadd, in the inheritance of the grandfather. They differed in many masail. They differed so much that some ulama narrate a statement that Umar radiallahu anhu approached Abu Bakr and said to him, we differ so much in opinion to the extent that sometimes I think you are doing it intentionally. And I say left, you say right. Abu Bakr and Umar, Shaykhan. But they differed in opinion. But despite the differences in opinion, the hearts never changed toward one another. And this is where the confusion is. We think for me to love a brother, I have to have identical deen to him. That's not the case, my brothers. We think differently. We are distinct. And of course, this is not to be generalized. Yani about us and Shia, or us and, you know, someone that has clear bid'ah in his life. We are talking about within the realm of Ahlul Sunnah, within the realm of the understanding of Quran and Sunnah, the ulama of the Salaf al-Salih, the former Madhahib. Within this realm there is khilaf. To want people to think identically like me and only have brotherhood with them is a sickness. That's not the case. I have to learn that there is space of khilaf. That there is space. And wallahi, my brothers, if the hearts unite, if the hearts love one another, you'll be amazed. Most of the khilaf will be diluted. The reason why there is khilaf is because the hearts are sick. There's arrogance, there's kibr. Someone says something, strong dalil,